This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Ollie and Simon here as we take a look back at the last 7 days on planet Earth. And let's talk about marriage.
You got something to tell me? Or?
No.
No?
No. Good. Although I did go down to London for Hayley's birthday.
Hello.
Freudian slip there.
Wow.
I did not take your girlfriend to London this
good.
Weekend.
Good. Thank you, but not.
Took my girlfriend, Kate, to London this weekend.
Good.
And I brought her a little ring, just like a little gift to open on the day. Because London was kind of a present.
Ring?
Yeah, just like a little.
So, wait a minute, was it in a little box?
It was.
How did you give her that?
Well, exactly that. So I didn't even think about it. I was just like, she loves silver. So I was like,
Oh, mate, that is.
Yeah, I know. It's bad, isn't it? So, but I didn't even think about it. I was just like, oh, there's a shop that she likes. I went in there. I was going to get a voucher. And the lady in the shop was like, no, just get one.
Yeah, don't get a voucher. Oh.
No, because I thought, well, she can just go and pick the one she likes. Yeah. Because she's quite fussy.
Right.
I told one of the girls in the office and she went, whatever you do, do not
get that
out in the restaurant.
No.
So we went for coffee in the morning. I went to get a load of cards and I was just like, oh, it's just a little something.
Right.
I was like,
so you did it a bit too the other way,
did you?
Yeah,
I went really casual the other way.
Oh, by the way, there's just this little piece of crap. I don't know what it is. I just found it in the bin. There you go. Just take that.
Exactly that.
Brilliant. Yeah. How sweet. How did she react? Did she... Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely. From the bottom of my heart, yes.
I don't think she liked it.
What? Really?
Yeah, no, I don't think she liked it.
Oh. Well, because it wasn't an engagement ring or...
No, I just don't think she likes you that much.
Why?
Well, you just tell, can't you, when someone's like, oh, thanks.
Oh, really?
Not that she didn't like the sentiment of it. Mm. I just don't think she would wear it. So I was like, well, we'll go back to the shop and you can pick one out, maybe, that you...
Right.
Oh. Yeah. It was a disaster.
Yeah,
that.
It doesn't sound good.
No,
no.
It wasn't that
Sounds
good.
Like that.
Rest of the weekend, massive success.
Right, good.
That bit.
Bit of a downer.
Not great.
At least you're honest.
Here's the thing. 42% of all marriages in the UK end in divorce.
42? I didn't realise it was that much.
Isn't that staggering?
Nearly half.
And when you go into a marriage now, you and Hayley may well get married one day. The odds are probably high that you guys will get married at some point.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before, about prenuptials and...
Oh, yeah. We've had heated discussions about prenups, haven't we?
We've had heated discussions about prenups. And Simon's very much of the fact is, look, this is the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with.
Yeah.
And we're not going to sign anything. What's mine is hers. Mm-hmm. Off we go. Okay?
Yeah.
And you're still pretty set on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to introduce you to Swan Love, okay, which is a... Seattle-based startup.
Is it illegal?
No.
All right, I was going to say, because it sounds like you're tormenting poultry.
No, Swan Love, the Seattle-based startup, is based on the monogamy of swans that stay together for life.
Oh, right.
And it's not really emotionally invested in whether you consciously uncouple at some point down the line.
What, Gwyneth and Chris Martin style?
Yeah. But it is willing to lay down hard money if your love is doomed.
What do you mean?
Okay. So you sign up to this company and it invites you to sign up for free. It creates a startup for your wedding so friends and family can donate money. The company also makes money from recommending catering and florists, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is great. So essentially you sort of get free help with the wedding and free money.
Yeah.
Okay. If you get divorced, that free rider from the company suddenly turns into a loan. Okay.
Yeah.
And the interest accrued on the money gained from betting that your marriage would fail will go on to fund another wedding.
Oh my God. I mean, it's sort of sad that it's come to this. But I suppose, you know, from their business point of view, they're just looking at the stats, aren't they? They're just looking, well, there's a gap in the market here for this sort of a business because stats say that every other marriage ends in divorce, so why not capitalise on it?
I've just been onto the Swan Love website. based on overwhelming interest in Swan Love's financing program, totaling billions of dollars of demand. We're just adjusting our platform to help more couples. So people are flocking to this. But here's an interesting question.
I don't like this.
How many people, if there was a financial, direct financial platform before you proposed to somebody that said, if this fails, it's going to cost you this. I wonder how many people that would affect asking the question.
What if they knew how much the divorce would cost? Mm. Surely that information's out there, though, isn't it? So they could find out how much it roughly costs anyway.
Well, I suppose at the time you get married, your finances will be different to when you might get divorced.
Yeah, that's true.
Situations change.
I mean, if it did affect anyone, you've got to probably question why you're getting married at all. Because if you're persuaded to not get married by the potential of what it could cost to get divorced, then why you get married? I don't understand. Because in my mind, that doesn't matter. Even if it said, it will cost you $500 million to get divorced, if you then that's not going to stop you from getting married, because you want to get married to that person, don't you?
So if Swan Love turned round and they said to you, look, we'll save you a load of money on your wedding, we'll raise a load of money for you. If you're not going to get divorced, there's no problems. If you have so much faith in your relationship, would you sign up to Swan Love?
Well, no, because I don't know what the benefit is.
You get free money for your wedding.
No, but isn't it only if you put money towards your next?
No, they'll help you crowdfund for all of your wedding and...
Well, that's just like a wedding planner.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Just the fact it will turn into a loan if it all goes wrong.
Oh...
But if you're so confident, Simon,
well, no,
sign
I think
up.
What you've got to do...
Ooh, it sounds like now you're having doubts
No, I'm not.
Hard money is giving you the heebie-jeebies.
No, what I'm doing is I'm saying, if I was living near where this business is set up and we were looking to buy or hire a wedding planner, then we would find... And I probably wouldn't do that. But say I was, then you would look at them all and go, which is the best people to take care of our wedding in terms of planning it? Without factoring in the fact that they'd put money towards your next wedding or towards the divorce if it all went tits. But I'd have to ignore that factor when deciding, because I wouldn't want that to impact.
It's grim, isn't
it? And
if
my partner turned around and goes, well, look, we may as well go with them because... just in case it does go wrong, there is some money there for us. That would take a lot of persuading me, I think. Because in the back of your head the whole time, there is that...
loan.
Yeah. It's in the back of your mind the whole time. Isn't it? Yeah. Wouldn't it be? Hmm? You'd be paranoid.
It's a good thing, though. It might encourage people to go for counselling and work it out, though, if they did fall on rough times.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, God, what does it come to, though? So I went to London at the weekend for Hayley's Christmas present. I got her a night in the Harry Potter Hotel, followed by a walking tour of London to see Harry Potter sights. Very Harry Potter heavy. Hazard P heavy, this was.
Is the hotel, the entire hotel, dedicated to Harry Potter?
No, so we did this as an Echo, I think, about a year or two ago, when it first happened, because it was like a quite big publicity thing. But the hotel is the Georgian House Hotel, which is a 5-star hotel that's quite big. But then they have this section dedicated to Harry Potter called the Wizard's Chambers. And it was the weirdest thing arriving there, because they go, Mr. Alexander, is it? And I was like, oh, yeah. Ah, okay. Take a seat, we'll be with you in about 5 minutes. So you go and take a seat and you're a little bit like, normally they just give you your key and like just send you off.
Well, can I just tell you how different my check-in was at the hotel?
Where did you stay?
In Angel, in a Premier Inn in Angel.
Nice.
Which are great.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Convenient, yeah.
Checked in, walk in, swipe a button... keys come out of the machine.
Really?
There was no one.
Like a chocolate bar.
There was no one there.
Really?
There was no one there.
That's hilarious. Automated hotel service.
Automated check-in.
Probably ideal for you. You probably love that.
Perfect, yeah.
took a seat. And they...
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.